Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Sound Health Options Happy Hour show with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. This is going to be such a fun and revealing show. You know, all that stuff about the vaxxed documentary that they're trying to kill. We found out who's behind it. I want to get in that right away, but we've got some announcements to do. We're simultaneously broadcasting audio over with Richard at Blog Talk Radio, and that's, have to dial it, 34, I forgot the number.
347-850-1407.
I just dialed it 5 minutes ago. I'm so excited.
I know, short-term memory. There's a sound for that, I hope.
Somebody called here today and wanted to know if I had Alzheimer's. And I'm over here on WebEx, and we're going to show some phenomenal things tonight. So go to soundhealthoptions.com, go to the radio tab, and then down to Happy Hour, and you can see what we're doing this evening. Is there a documented link between vaccines and autism? And I'm going to answer that question bioacoustically this evening, and then to tell you about salesman that came along today. That was fun. Do you have any announcements, Richard?
I do. I have. Now, I want everybody to just close their eyes for a moment, and I want you to remember the phrase human-induced events. Now, just think about that for a minute. Human-induced events. Soon it could be a mantra, human-induced events, human-induced events, because kind of vaccine fits into that category. This has to do with induced earthquakes increase chances of damaging, shaking, wastewater disposal for fracking primary cause. This is an article which I'll post in both chats from EcoWatch. With the quote I'm pulling out is, by including human-induced events, our assessment of earthquake hazard has significantly increased in parts of the U.S. That's coming from Mark Peterson, chief of the USGS National Seismic Hazard Mapping Project. This research has also shows that much more of the nation faces a significant chance of having damaging earthquakes over the next year, whether natural or human-induced.
So they're
talking about fracking. They're talking about all of that.
I think we should take a big fire hose and board up everybody's windows but one, maybe two, and push lots and lots of water in people's houses so that would polish all the furniture. That makes as much sense as fracking.
Yes. Yep.
That's just totally stupid.
Yeah. Well, and it was interesting. There was the conference that I mentioned last week that I went to, the Call of the Forest. Keeping in mind that she was a cardiologist who then became a botanist, talked about the fact that someday, somewhere, she said some things and that had me thinking about it quite a bit. Someday, somewhere, somebody's going to actually be allowed to issue a report or do research talking about the fact that the oil that we're sucking out of the earth has a certain viscous quality between the plates. Specifically, this applies more so to California, only because we've had more monster for earthquakes than anybody else in the United States so far. Notice I say so far. Has a certain viscous quality to, like, keep those plates from possibly slamming into each other, doing something. And so we're just sucking this fluid, this vital fluid, out of the earth's crust. Okay. Rock and roll.
It's going to be like a sucked up orange. You know, that no liquid is left and everything's going to cave in. Oh, we're not going to be here to see it. So we shouldn't worry about it, you know, what our ancestors are going to have to live with.
Yeah, grandkids. Yeah.
I wish I knew something to do about this, Richard. I'm just totally flummoxed about how to help Mother Earth. I even believe that when they take the crystals out of the earth to make jewelry out of...
Whoops, lost Sherry for a moment. I'm not sure why. Is that just me? Everybody?
Me. I look like I'm moving on here.
Okay, no, you're here. It was just on my end. I'll figure out what's going on my side.
Okay. I think when they take crystals out of the earth, that's like some electrical system for the planet. I touch crystals, most of them, and they are crying. They didn't want to be taken away from their home. But I don't know what to do about it, and so I kind of put that in the back of my mind. But there is something that we can do about what is going on here. I do need to make an announcement that we have another two-day free class coming up, and it's going to be on muscle performance. So if any of you would like to join us, that would be great and wonderful. I'm going to turn off some people's microphones that keep popping up. So we're going to talk tonight about, bioacoustically speaking, I should say, about vaccines, because I think we have enough evidence to be able to tell you how they got to Robert De Niro. Remember all that stuff, this vaxxed documentary that was at the Tribeca Film Festival, and Robert De Niro has a challenged granddaughter, or is it a daughter? I think it's a granddaughter, because of vaccines, and he was going to put this up and introduce it. But I got this from Mike Adams today. Love Mike Adams and what he puts out for people. Now watch. Here's the Tribeca Film Festival, this big yellow ball, and I'm describing that for the people just listening. And it has a little white arrow over here to Robert De Niro, the festival's co-founder. And it has all these little arrows everywhere. And one of the biggest arrows it has is from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So they, looks like, they pledged money to the Tribeca Film Festival. And remember, they are the people who want everybody vaccinated. We proposed to them once upon a time that there are children that are damaged by vaccines. And they wrote me a most hellacious, horrible letter about, we don't want to hear from people like you, and you're so far out of it, and blah, blah, blah. And all I was suggesting is there are kids that are damaged. That's the truth. You need to look at this and do some pre-screening to try to find out why some of these kids are damaged. They didn't want to hear it. You can also see that there is a connection here, back and forth with Merck Pharmaceuticals and how they produce vaccines. And there's even a thing here about depopulation and Nazi Germany and Bear Asburn. And I'm going to put this link up in the chat. Richard will do the same over at Blog Talk, so all of you can read this article and see this chart. But this is why it was taken down. And Richard and I were talking before the show. We think this publicity is good, because now people can, it's brought out in the open, and people can go educate themselves and find out what they really want to believe. As a grandparent, I have had two damaged grandchildren, so they can't tell me that this is not a problem. I've seen it with my own eyes, and I have helped reverse all of this with bioacoustics. One child was hypolexic. She would not speak, and we got her to speak again with sound and frequency. And one was bleeding internally. And we rushed her to the hospital. My daughter called me. And the hospital was on strike, and we drove through the picket lines. Actually, we drove up on the grass and around. But when I shoved this baby with handprints, bruising handprints on her from just holding her, the doctor knew immediately that that was a reaction to a vaccine. She started to bleed internally. And the other thing that I think is absolutely obvious, and that is the amount of money that's been paid out for vaccine damages. Look at this. Whoops, I didn't mean to go that far. Millions of dollars. Now, if there is no problem, why are these millions of dollars being paid out for damages? That's called cognitive dissonance. There's no problem here. You guys are just being idiots and fearmongers. Oh, by the way, we paid over $3 billion out. Does that make sense, Richard, in any way? I think Richard has disappeared. He's fixing his mic. I wanted to share a couple of other things with you. One about Gardasil that we put out. He says his mic is dead. Okay. Gardasil is one of them that we put out long ago. Gardasil is a vaccine against cervical warts, papilloma. But now they're touting it as a cure for cancer or a preventative from cancer. And we started looking at this and looking at the frequencies of the HPV, the papilloma viruses, and finding out that the frequencies of HPV-1 helps regulate calcium, which is necessary for ovulation and fertility. And we started looking at these and what was really happening. We were asked to look at it because it became a law in Texas, and a lot of young women died and were handicapped with a lot of strange, weird diseases. So we began to look at it to see if we could find a connection. And we did with muscles, but more than that, we found a connection with fertility. So HPV-11 is the same as lithium and valium. We didn't see that connection. But there's two forms of HPV-11. One is progesterone, which is required to maintain pregnancy. It's also ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which comes together when the sperm and the egg come together. The herpes, HPV-16, is vitamin A, essential fertility nutrients, and NADPH. And I'm looking at a chart, and this particular article, Gardasil, G-A-R-D-A-S-I-L, plus fertility, you can look for it in our article section on our site, soundhealthoptions.com. So HPV-11, estrogen, and progesterone. Now, what's the chances? HPV-1, 11, 16, and 18. What's the chances of four vaccines all having to do with fertility? I'm going to open my Skype here. Maybe I'll open my Skype so Richard can talk. It doesn't look like
I think you can hear me now. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you now.
There we go.
But as we went on looking at this, and then we found out that they wanted to give it to boys 9 years of age, and I called them up and wanted to know why, and they said because of young boys performing sex acts with women and men who already had HPV, 9 years old, totally against the law. Here's one of the girls in Texas that was ended up in a wheelchair. But as we looked at this, and additional statements from people who had helped put this together, it didn't make any sense. Dr. Harper, a lead researcher concerning Gardasil, says that 70% of all HPV infections resolve themselves within a year, and within 2 years, that percentage climbs to 90%. Dr. Harper also states that Gardasil would do little to prevent cancer, and she does not recommend Gardasil or Cervarix to anyone younger than 15. Yet they made it a law that children 12 years and in school could have these shots at school and not tell their parents. When you look at some of the research, one of the things that just ticked me off, made me mad, was despicable. They gave $1.2 million to promote Gardasil among low-income minority girls in rural communities and inner-city slums. Now, you put those two pieces together and you can see that the vaccine, bioacoustically speaking, is really an anti-fertility depopulation project. And that's just one little piece. The other thing that they brought out about vaxxed and threatening was Dr. Wakefield, and that he was some nutball, and they even said here that he had been ousted from England and taken away his medical license, and it was awful what they were saying. Well, what they didn't say was that Dr. Wakefield had been totally exonerated. He's now in Texas. He's a good friend with Mike Adams. But another piece of this is Brian Deere, who was the person who stated that Dr. Wakefield's work was bad, which proved to be totally untrue. We did an evaluation of his voice when it happened. And we announced this, that he was looking at fantasy and he was looking at a lot of words for money. He did this for a price. When you go back and look at it, we announced this years before he was ever found guilty in court of making all of this up and just trying to cause problems. He was disgraced as a reporter. So here is a reporter doing something for money that disgraced a doctor and is causing problems yet today about what is going on. There is another one that we put up. Oh, Lisa Fayette. We've shown this one before, but it needs to be shown again. Gardasil designed to massively reduce world population. That's just one. And I think I opened the wrong one. Lisa Fayette is a reporter, or says she is a reporter, and an advocate, a health advocate. I don't think she's married, or she wouldn't be so dumb and ignorant to say something like this. This was when it was going on in California that it was okay for 12-year-olds to get these Gardasil shots and not tell their parents. And these are shots that had killed 18 people in Texas. And here's Bill Baxel, and he's kind of bumbling and stumbling, but I would bet that he is a parent. And they're talking on a show on Fox News, I believe. And so we recorded Lisa Fayette and Blaxel. And for most of you who have watched us do this before, you know that looking at this nano voice for someone telling the truth, you can tell by how empty their chart is. And this is Lisa Fayette's chart, and we're looking at a blue background with C, C sharp, D, D sharp notes. And we can mathematically look at how many notes and how many layers. And you can see in her case, her notes of E, which represent words, and yes, you can download a chart of this from our site, soundhealthoptions.com. nano.com under downloads under nano. So you can see how much space is in between. For those of you who can't see, on the right side there's a smattering of notes, and on the left there's a smattering of notes. In the middle is kind of void. And plus one range is really high, and that's fantasy. So this woman is not telling the truth. She is fantasizing about the words that she is saying. And all of this training and things that we're talking about, you can go to other happy hour shows, and we've put up videos of this, so you can bring them down and use them as a lesson. Now, this is Bill Blaxell, and you'll see red all the way across, which means he's being reactive. He's probably not thought about this. They probably just brought him on at the last minute. But you can see at the bottom of the screen, when we look at a minus three octave and that gut level truthfulness, it's all filled up. He was telling the truth. The other woman was all over the place. And we look at the comparison of the charts, and it's probably too small for a lot of you to look at, but you can go pull these off and publish them on your site and send them to your friends. Send them to everybody. This is another indication of somebody being bought and paid for to try to convince parents that it's okay to get your child a shot or let them make the decision to get the shot on their own and not tell their parents, and it can be life-threatening. And the really despicable thing I found about all of this was that if you get a shot, they will give you a free iPod. They still use iPods nowadays. This was several years ago.
It's still a good thing to have. But yeah.
But
scary.
How dare they? And in North Carolina, they found it was sponsored by the vaccine companies who had donated the vaccines to the school nonprofit, and so they got a big write-off for donating stuff to these kids. I mean, it's just a vicious circle of what is going on with all of this. I find it incredible. And I find somebody very credible, and that's Barbara Fisher. And this is an article that came out in Mercola. And Paul Offit, who we also have his stuff here, I'll show this first. Paul Offit created a vaccine for measles or upset stomach or something. He's the inventor. And he says there's absolutely no danger whatsoever for getting a vaccine. And he has a totally empty chart in the middle. He has a totally reactive chart on the right. He has a colossal ego, an intellectual ego. Now, he is the co-inventor of rotavirus. And I did a comparison of he and Barbara Fisher. Barbara Fisher runs the National Vaccine Information Center. She is one of the most truthful people I've ever met. I've not met her. I've ever had the privilege to look at her voice. She is an advocate for education, and then make up your own mind. If you want to get vaccines, she's all for it. Just educate yourself about it and when, not the first day of birth. So when we look at her chart, and look at this, this looks like it's done by a WAV file. It is not.
Wow.
This is her. It is beautiful, high, blue, emotional, and green. Let's do this. Let's do it with the feelings of the people in mind. Very little intellect where she's trying to rationalize something. She and Mercola is very honest. Wakefield is very honest. I don't know if I have Offit on here. Yeah, this is Paul Offit. Look at the difference between the two charts. His is scattered the note of F is totally missing. E and A sharp don't match, which tells you he's fibbing or he's not being truthful about what he really feels and what comes out of his mouth. Information broker D sharp is totally missing. Paul Offit's chart indicates a love of humanity, but not necessarily one person at a time. Note that the notes of E and A sharp do not match in color or amount or hits 2 and 92 respectively. This is the first indication that Offit's bioacoustic information that Offit's words do not match his spiritual nature, nor is his speech truthful or faithful to his real intention. Now, Barbara Lowe Fisher got sued. Well, that's not quite right. She sued Offit and a reporter, Amy Wallace, for saying that Barbara Lowe Fisher is a liar. So she decided to sue them. And what she really is advocating is that everyone should become educated about the risks of disease and risks of vaccines and consult one or more trusted healthcare professionals before making an informed decision. And Offit went out and said she is a liar, she lies. Her National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC, lies, and so she sued him. And worse than what she was suing him for, the judge came back and said, because Paul Offit and Barbara Lowe Fisher are public figures debating the issue of substantial public concern, that he was dismissing the case. And second, the judge said there would have to be a discussion about which side of this debate has truth on their side, and that would be impossible to prove based on the core of objective evidence. So they threw it out of court. Wired magazine, who said Barbara Lowe Fisher is a liar. Offit, who said Barbara Lowe Fisher is a liar. But they could not come up with one thing that she lied about. Not one thing. Amy Wallace, who wrote an article full of factual errors and silly quotes from a doctor hyping vaccine mandates like a used car salesman, is a classic example of the bully who can dish it out but sure can't take it. That's a quote from Barbara Lowe Fisher's magazine article, and we will publish this on the site tonight also so you can look at it. There is an incredible, from the top down, problem about allowing the public to have education, whether it's about GMOs or fracking or the spewing of gas in that California oil well or Fukushima. And like that Jonathan, whatever his name was, in the Obama administration when they were talking about Obamacare, the population is just too stupid to be able to make credible decisions. Well, that's one of the reasons that I invented the Nano Voice, so you can look at people's voices. I had a salesman call me today, and this is his vocal print, and see how it's scattered all over? His name was Paul, and he wanted to sell me on some decrease credit card amount that we get charged for using bank cards or something. And I said, Paul, do you know what we do here? And he said, no. I said, well, we analyze voice truthfulness.
Ooh.
Looking at your voice, and you're not telling me the truth. You have big holes in your voice, and maybe you're a salesman, and maybe you're a successful one, but you don't keep your customers satisfied because you don't tell them the truth in the first place. And a lot of your information is in fantasy and on one side, so you're not giving people the whole picture here. So what are you trying to tell me? And so he went on well, we're rated A1 from the Better Business Bureau and blah, 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 blah. I said, I'll send you your report because we really could do a better job of selling. You could do a better job of selling if we could fix these holes in your voice. And I went online, and this operation is pure scam. So here's how to look at a scam artist. And you just looked at a scam artist with Brian Deere and Paul Offit. They're not telling you the truth. These vocal prints are very, very literal. If they have holes in them, so does what they're saying. And this plus one here is fantasy, and this is childlike naivete. This guy really thought in a childlike way that what he was doing was for the betterment of all concerned. He's got this really high score of 112 under martyrdom. He'd martyr himself to do this. If we each had this by our phone, what could we look at all this? Now I'm going to back up a minute and kind of do an announcement in the middle of everything. Do you remember months and months ago we said, Trump doesn't want the presidency. He doesn't want to be the president. He just wants a say in how it's done and what's brought out to the people. Well, there was an announcement today of one of his people that resigned, and she announced that from the beginning, Trump didn't want the presidency. Isn't that awesome what you can do with nano voice? So bioacoustically,
I'm always, you know how I am about, you know, I'll jump in for a minute because you know how I'm like, I'm always so amazed at how much information people can have access to by just having the free nano voice. It blows my mind. I know it sounds really simple, but I mean, it's really quite, you know, just like, that's why I was laughing when you first started talking about this. I thought, boy, you are so not a person I'd want to call if I was a salesman that wasn't, you know, sincere about what I was doing. And as soon as you said, do you know what we do here? I'm out. Because I know what you do. You know, and I think it's just amazingly powerful.
Well, one of the things they say to us is, if this ever goes to court, you can't use it. And I said, well, why not? In Ohio, if one person knows it's being recorded, then it's okay. But this really isn't being recorded. We're not recording the words. We're recording the sounds of the voice. So this is perfectly legitimate, even in a court, if you can say to them, well, bioacoustics has been used legally, the government's now using it. Oh, I'm not allowed to say that one. I don't know how to get out of that. but we're using it in a lot of ways, and the people that we look at, probably 90% of the time, what these little nano voice says, and it's a computerized thing. I have a 4-year degree in interpersonal communication, and what I studied in those 4 years was silent perceptors, ESP, silent speech perceptors, essential silent perceptors, there it is, and I wrote papers on it, and I could tell when someone was lying or cheating or stealing or whatever, and we have computerized it, and that's what we're offering to the world. On top of that, this evening, we are going to offer to do an evaluation, if somebody'd like to raise their hand, of anybody who thinks they are vaccine damaged. And all of the instructions for everything that we're going to show you is on our website under downloads. And this is going to be, I'll look under the bonus software. It does. Andrew Wakefield has proven that it upsets your digestion, and so has Amy Yasko. Step-by-step instructions. Here we are, number 4. This is a bioacoustic basics textbook that we've put up for people. We think that the U.S. government and the people who are lining their pockets by destroying your health need a lesson. And so we have created these computer programs so that you can monitor your own health. So how much are you willing to invest in your own health so that we can look at what's happening and what's going to happen? So we're going to do one of three programs, pre-vaccination risk factors, and I'm doing another show about that tomorrow, digestion, and allergies. And we put up enough software on our website so that any of you, by buying a microphone if you have a computer, you can set up a bioacoustic business. Sign up for our two-day course. It's free. Software is free. So that you can learn to do this in your community. So, let's see. What is this one? Adrenal burnout. You know, that comes with vaccines, too. Let's look at pre-vac. There's nutrition, but let's look at pre-vaccination risk factors. Nobody raised their hand. Richard, you got elected here.
I'm like a dog just over here with my paws crossed waiting in case. Yes, I've had vaccines. I'm old enough that, you know, it was lined up at the, I still have this vision of being lined up at the cafeteria where we actually had people, real people making food, but they'd line you up and just, like, you know, stick a needle in your arm and then you'd go eat like it was nothing, you know, just like,
yep.
Okay, we're getting your shots today.
Okay, we're going to start, and all the instructions are in that little textbook. We're going to start with 30 seconds of Richard's voice, and he's going to say just what he said and what kind of shots he got. Didn't you get a lot when you were forced in the hospital for a year?
Let's talk about that. Okay.
Go.
I was in a healthcare facility for a year because I had back-to-back about a total of 30 hours of surgeries. And during that time, some of which I was completely, like, zonked out in recovery, I do remember vaguely, I had what's called a PICC line, so I had a line in my arm into a vein to get food into my system. I was, you know, fully wired. And any time they would ask me if I wanted a shot or a vaccine, you know, something, I would say no. But I know that while I was out, things were done because I was in a for-profit enterprise center.
That will do it, and that for-profit thing. We're going to chop off some of this bit right here. You just roll over it with your mouse and hit your scissors, or you can just hit delete. Now, right at the beginning, the mic was too close, so I'm going to chop off this part where it's what's called truncated. And again, all the instructions and the worksheets and everything show you what to do with this, and there's lots of videos. And we also have tutorials online now, so I will put those in the link for you in the chat. So we cleaned it up, we're going to export this, and we're going to call it Richard Vaccine. Now these, well, I can't, A-R-D, I left the D off your name. We have put these softwares up for you if you want them. They are on our site under software, right beside downloads. So we are going to save this in waves. And we can kill that. Then there's another program called Abacus. And you can download this online. It is free. Yes, it is free. Richard once said that Sherry Edwards is the Oprah of health because Oprah gave away cars on her show. But I've had people say to me, you know, if you're giving it away, what good is it? Well, we are sacrificing to give this away so that people, I'm going to move this up just a little bit, so that people can take back their health. They can invest a little bit of time. And we are providing the computer program so that health ends up in our hands, not in the hands of people who want to line their pockets at our expense. And if you don't believe that one, go back to Blog Talk Radio and listen to Gwen Olson talk about. She's got a book, Confessions of a Drug Pusher. Whoa, look at that. Methylation again, Richard.
Methylation. Yeah, boy. Wow.
Confessions of a big pharma drug pusher, and she was one of their trainers. She was one of their best salespeople, and then became a trainer, and found out what they were really doing, that they wanted that vaccine in the baby the very hour it was born, so it could cause trouble, and they would have a patient for life that they could pump more medicine in. You listen to her talk and what she dumps onto the world. She's a whistleblower, and you just want to puke. It is so sickening. Now, what I did was hit this little pull points up here and notice that it just made a lot of little red dots here. Now, this gray is normal, and you can see not a lot of normal in his voice. What's below the gray grid, that's what he doesn't have enough of. And there's just one there right now that we may have trouble with this, I don't know. But everything is too high. And we teach you in that two-day free class what to do when there's a methylation problem like this. So we're going to put in Richard. I could spell A-R-D, Richard, and vaccines. A lot of times people don't want us to know what's going on, and they just want to download the software and do it themselves. We do have a software we're giving away. I think it's Detox, the one this month. Let me see for sure. Yep, System Detox. So grab that. Tell all your friends about it. Grab it so that you can look at why your body is detoxing or not, because that's a biggie in keeping well. Mail and checking for vaccine damage. And one of the things we found that vaccine damages. Hi, Judy. I see you. Judy has her mic open. Gorgeous hair. Not many people open their mic so I can see them, so that's kind of a treat. So if we look, I just forgot my train of thought, so the picture popped up. Richard, do you remember what I was saying?
You were talking about the free software that you're giving away.
Oh, the detox. Okay, we give a new one away every month. And we train you to use it. So if we're looking at Richard and we know that he is not breaking down foods in a way that's appropriate for him to use, I remember now, the two or three things that we have found with vaccines is it destroys the ability to use glutathione and methionine and metallothionine. And if we can get those back up and running for people coming into the clinic here, and we do an awful lot of work online with people. If they just think there's a problem, we can have them send in their vocal print, and then we can go through this whole system with them and tell them why they have the issue. So in Richard's case, we're going to look at that. We're not going to save this. We're going to export using this little Rubik's Cube. And I'm going to export it into my GNS file, and that little textbook even tells you how to set up your desktop. And we're going to use the GNS file. And now we're going to put all of this into this pre-vaccination risk factors. And the biggest thing we found here from the 300 or so people we've done is biflavonoids. If you don't have the correct kind of biflavonoids, forms that deal with vitamin C, then that vaccine can't turn into anything useful. It just sits there in your body. And DPT shots interfere with your bones and calcium and osteoporosis, and tetanus shots interfere with the bone of your little toe on the outside. I mean, there's so much correlation that we have found in the research that we've done. And I just ran into one this weekend that was just incredible. We're working with this person who had arthritis, and they had been diagnosed with Parkinson's about 6 or 7 years ago, and it was just now coming back. We had helped it with sound. But we looked at this arthritis, and it was a certain number And another number that went with it was a problem. And so we put the two numbers together, and it was L-DOPA, the cure for Parkinson's. So even though the symptom was arthritis, the number, I don't want to say cure, but that's the only thing I can think of, showed up was the cure for Parkinson's. The body is so incredibly redundant. Did you want to say something, Richard?
No. I was just somebody that I was around recently, the founder of an institution that has Parkinson's, and I was just thinking about him, so that's really interesting.
Wow. Let's get in touch. Okay,
yeah.
So the first thing we're going to do is look at a note correlate chart. And this is just like the little nano voice, and we're looking at anything four or more. Circulation and circulation of the bowel. And minerals, anything four or more. This is kind of serious. Three fours. So we would print that out for our client. And the next thing we want to look at is genes and proteins. By looking at these two together, we can see if there's any genetic issue with this. And I'm going to try to put these together. Now, just because we see autism here doesn't mean that Richard has autism. It means that a gene frequency of autism is in his chart. And if we see something like arsenic, it doesn't mean that he has arsenic. He means he has the frequency of arsenic. It's called a frequency equivalent. I'll make these 100%, and we're going to see if we can look at these for anything that is the same. Look at that, CBS. That is a mapping thing, Richard. Glutathione S-transferase is a mapping thing. Monoamine oxa is a methylation mapping thing. SUOX is a methylation mapping thing. So maybe we put all the methylation mapping into the PREVAC stuff because it's similar, because that's a big thing that goes wrong when there is a problem. So let's go down through here. COMT, that's a lack of electrical circulation in the muscles. Hep C high. Now, you don't have Hep C, but the frequency of Hep C must be something else at the same time. Nitric oxide synthase. Do you know what nitric oxide synthase does? When you have capillaries that send blood and fluids to the body in very small spots, it's delivered by the capillaries. Your hair follicles, you're losing your hair, nitric oxide synthase would be an issue that you want to look at. And yours is high. And sometimes when things are high, then the enzyme for using them is not there. So I'll keep that in mind. When you come up with C and C-sharp, circulation of the bowel, a lot of delivery of the things to and from the bowel are done with capillaries. I'd really like to see this be cleaned up. SUOX, this is an inborn problem with the ability to use sulfur. And when you look at a map of the body, one of the things that the SUOX, I'm just going to find a map, is involved with is glutathione. If I could spell mapping right, we'd have it. And when we open these programs, inside the program, there's this wonderful map that we can use to see where people's issues are. This is probably one of the most, let me make this smaller, the most important, that won't make smaller, programs that we have, because it tells you about your Krebs cycle, your energy cycle. We certainly want to look at that with any kind of cancer, anything like that. then detox, and there's that nitric oxide synthase, how the body creates energy, how the body repletes its DNA, and how it uses its incoming resources. And here's that SUOX, and what this really is dependent on is glutathione and taurine, and those are the two things that GMO foods really mess with. You don't eat GMO foods, but you've got a problem with using this glutathione, and that's probably where this SUOX is coming from. So you're looking at this glutathione S-transferase. That is showing that that enzyme is high, maybe not usable. Hold on a second. Somebody just walked in here.
We were just showing her our old classroom. My
total apologies for that. People in off the street just walked in the door. I don't know how they got in here. Okay, we've used note correlate chart. I've got to write down when this came in. 5143. And we did genomes and we did proteins. When you have a gene, it becomes activated, and then the proteins carry out the directions from the genes. So we can go look at maybe, let's look at vitamins and minerals and amino acids. Because when you have SUOX as a fault, amino acids don't get used very well. And look at the amino acids. And they're all too high. I would bet you need some sulfur. Do you have a good source of sulfur, either by herbs or some nutrient?
When I remember to take it, back to that short-term memory loss, I do take MSM, a bulk sulfur product, regularly. I've been off it for about 4 days just because I set it aside to have to refill the container.
Well, let's have you take it for a couple of days and check back.
Yeah.
Citrulline is high. Ornithine makes this work if you have some of that. Valine. I don't know what makes valine work. But when all of these are high, there is a particular problem that comes along. So we need to go back and look at that website again, which is buried beneath several layers of things. And when we look at the website and go down to the bottom, there is a green sheet. And if we look at aspartic acid, helps make asparagine, arginine, lysine, methionine, threonine. Boy, that's important. And many nucleotides. And yours is high and not working. So we have to either stimulate it by sound to make it work or find some nutrient that makes it work. Valine was one, helps maintain nitrogen balance, must be balanced with leucine and isoleucine, which are both that helps with blood sugar. What was the third one? Citrulline, made from ornithine, metabolized in the form of L-arginine. Looks like L-arginine is needed here to make some of this move on and work. But we have not only put this chart here for you to help your clients, but we have put this pastel folder that has some marketing materials for you. So we try to make this a complete package for you, but you need to get these up and running. And there's the molybdenum. And that is right beside that map also. And it's not working well. Molybdenum needs copper and calcium to work. So it says moly right here. So right beside that SUOX again. We need to kick this probably with sound, because you can't go to the counter and buy some SUOX. You can buy some little sticks that you pee on or put in your mouth and test your sulfur. Get those at your health food store. But you can't buy the actual SUOX. That's the beauty of bioacoustics. When we find something that you need, then we provide it with frequency and see what happens. Magnesium gluconate, that's a bit high, so you might want to fall back on that a little bit. B5, all high. It needs pantothene to work correctly, so that may be what's a problem. But when you look at B5, it is essential for the use of coenzyme A here. And if you don't have the pantothene, even with the vitamins and minerals coming through and it gets stuck right there, then your energy cycle is not going to be as clear and pure as it could be. And vitamin C is high. You taking a lot of vitamin C?
I have been, because I've been battling allergies, and so I've been dosing vitamin C a gram an hour.
Have you been dosing B5?
I take a high-level B complex, but not specifically B5.
It's really, really hard to get the B vitamins high because they're water-soluble. Now, sometimes the body will hoard them if you don't have everything that's needed to make it work. And in this case, it's pantothene. And I think that's an F-sharp. And I don't remember seeing what your F-sharp looked like. Just a 1. It's a little low. So if you can find some cofactors for B5, that'd probably be very useful. But this says C and C-sharp and G, minerals. Neurotransmitters, and remember that one was making, was it aspartic acid or which one was making neurotransmitters? So we need to look at these and get them up and running. I can bundle all of this, and the instructions for bundling are in the book. We don't have time to do it right now. But I wanted to show, if there's no intervention whatsoever, what's going to happen? So we hit this little predictive. And it says, ACAT, acetyl coenzyme A, the protein of it is going to become a problem. Albumin precursor. Oh, you may be a little spotty in. These deal with the use of copper and zinc. This can lead to Alzheimer's. I'm a bit concerned. Calcitonin, that's what helps your serum calcium and helps your body heal itself. So these are all the things that could become a problem. If you can find some reduced glutathione, look at how many different kinds of glutathione. If you keep this up without providing what your body needs, what's going to happen? So this is a great predictive thing that you can look years ahead of time into what's going to happen. There's some influenza stuff, some genomes, vaccine-related. In hospitals now, they can require, before they ever allow you in the hospital, that you take a flu shot and a pneumonia shot and a hepatitis shot. Same thing in prison. You get arrested, they can give you the shots, no questions asked, whether or not you are guilty. If you are just put in that situation, by law, they can do that to you. Ornithine may go. Now, ornithine, citrulline, and arginine are all very instrumental here in detoxifying the body. Wish there were some herbs we could just say, this, this, and this. And it would just show us the herb that's going to be useful. Look at how many times phenylalanine here. Allergies. And you said you're dealing with some allergies. You know, one of the things I recommend to people, if they can stand them, and I love them, is pumpkin seeds. And pumpkin seeds have, according to the literature, every amino acid in them. There's your sulfur popping up. There's your SUOX. I forget whether it was a protein or a gene that showed up, but it's going to tell us it's going to get worse. Oh. Okay, are you scared?
Calm, but scared, you know, attention. I'm making notes to myself.
We just need to cross-reference some of these things and go get you some glutathione, reduced glutathione, that was a big one, and some nitric oxide synthase. Try those two things and then take another print and see how you are. See if we can back off that SUOX gene, maybe with some good sulfur. I can bundle all of these reports. I simply say check all and send them to the printer, and I'll have them printed through a PDF, and the instructions for what to do with a PDF. And I've lost it again. On how to get a PDF driver are right here in your instruction. What other website do you know that gives you 90% of starting a new business? We can't give the microphone. We're just too broke to be able to give microphones to. Or we would. If I had the money, I would. But I've done without a salary for 3 years now to be able to give people scholarships. And I'm getting to the end where I can't do it anymore. I just ran out of too many groceries. I have to restock something. That's sort of facetious saying, but I haven't had a paycheck since 2013 because I give that money back to the company to provide scholarships for people to take our classes. So I hope all of you are hooked. I hope you see the value of all of this and what it can do for the world. I hope you take our classes. I hope you send this on to your friends and tell them what wonderful thing you have discovered. Send everybody to our website and sign up. We do have some new articles that we just put up. And I don't remember where they are. Oh, Information Central. Class announcements, and then the new articles are under In the News. So lots and lots of workshops, hour-long workshops here. Lots of software for you to use. Lots of information to put health back into your hands. And with your health and feeling good becomes freedom. You're not tied to somebody else's saying what you can or cannot have or how much it's going to cost. Because you can do it on your own, and you don't need to be farmers taking orders, or farmers, animals on the farm taking orders from the farmer. And I'm talking about the book Animal Farm. Go out, get it. It's about the government trying to take over and run your life. And it doesn't need to happen. And that's why Richard volunteers his time. And lots of people here volunteer their time to provide this to all of you. And it's our pleasure to bring you this one, because we think Robert De Niro is right and he should be supported. And I think Bill and Melinda Gates, although buku rich, should wake up and do what's right for the people, not what's right for their pocketbooks. Health should be in your hands. And health should come first. Should absolutely come before money. One last announcement. Our next class is about muscle performance, our next 5-day class, our next 2-day class. Sign up, be with us, drag some other people in. And for those of you who want to come to the 5-day class and you're having problems with money, we do have a loan company that's helping us. And if you bring in more students, then we will give you money off on your course. So be our spokesman out there, and maybe you can come to class for free. Any last thoughts, Richard?
No, I have to go take some supplements now. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you for
everybody
being here.
Have a great rest of the week. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.